episode 160 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Welcome to the podcast that has been 12 years in the making.
Dylan Roush.
Waterworld is a good movie.
And Gabe Philbin.
I have nothing to say. Boyhood!
It took 12 years to make! me and Gabe are
together
in the same room.
We might want to do this more.
Sure.
I mean, we could totally. It might be easier, because usually, like, when we do their podcast, our files are unsynced.
Unsynced,
that's a word.
Yeah, and if we do that, I can bring the splitter, and we'll use the same output.
So you don't have to hear yourself like you are now. This is behind the curtain.
Yeah, I'm hearing everything I say again while I'm saying it. So if I go off on, like, a long talk, and then I start to, like, stop talking, it's because my brain is overloading.
Or laugh.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally thinking of laughing.
So let's get this out of the way now. Dylan and Ryan, talk about Elite Dangerous.
What's that? It's pretty elite.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Because I tuned in to watch Ryan's stream, and I think it was probably at a bad time. I think Ryan, like, went up to go to the bathroom. But it was just...
Right?
It was just Ryan, like, flying straight.
I saw that, too. What the fuck were you doing?
And I was like, what is this?
I may have gotten up. I don't know.
He went to go make another whiskey. That's what it was.
Probably.
And, like, just flying straight, like, nothing happening. I was like...
Well, there's also, like, points where I was looking for, like, you have to go find unidentified signal sources to, like, find pirates.
You have to do that on a separate monitor?
What? No, what?
Because I'm checking Twitter, and Ryan goes, hey, I'm streaming Dangerous, whatever, and I click on it, and it's just your cockpit looking at darkness.
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Was I talking?
No.
Nope.
Oh, then I probably got up. I probably got up then.
But
yeah,
you had just tweeted for people to see it.
I had probably just turned it on and, like, got up. Because, like, no one was watching, so I was like...
He's an engineer, not a marketing expert.
That's right.
So I may have, like, clicked it on and gotten up or something, but when I get up... Because you can't really pause the game unless you're at a station. Or, like I said, I may have been looking for USSs, but if I was... When I was sitting down, I was usually talking. So... If I wasn't talking, then I probably wasn't.
Because you were just flying straight into the night.
Yeah. Which is kind of what you end up having to do when you're looking for USSs, but that's just every night. That's like one part of the game. When you're looking for the unidentified signal sources to find, like, you like might be looking for canisters of, like, rebel transmissions or military plans, or, like, it gives you different things to go find, or you could be out there looking for pirates, so you'll jump into a signal source and see if maybe a pirate is hanging out in there, stuff like that. And I upgraded my weapons, so that's pretty cool. That's been fun.
So, Dylan, what do you think of Elite Dangerous so far? Because you've been sucked into the vortex.
I flew around delivering stuff, and people kept trying to stop me, and so I fought them and kicked their asses.
Yeah.
They won't be stopping anyone.
Fucking leave me alone. I'm just trying to copy some coffee, or take some coffee.
Yeah.
I'm trying to deliver coffee to Alpha Centauri, and you won't leave me the fuck alone.
There's
dirty pirates out there.
Yeah, them, and there's some, truck driver aspects to the game. He's hauling stuff around the universe. But it's fun for whatever reason. It's fun.
Despite all odds.
I had a hell of a time trying to land half the time I was playing.
Because, like, Harris and Devin are playing this now, too. And, like, it's pretty much, like, just Javi and I that aren't in on the Elite
Dangerous.
In on the fun and all the fun and wonder and excitement that is Elite Dangerous. You're right. It is just the two of you, and you should fix that. Idiots.
He's got a point, don't you know?
Yeah.
Got the what?
He's got a point, don't you know?
So, Ryan, what do you know about Star Citizen?
Not much.
Okay. Because Javi and I are watching footage of that right now, and it looks kind of neat.
Yeah, this dogfighting footage just came out today, and it looks awesome.
I know it's from, I mean, it's the Star Commander guys, people. That's, you know, that was an old, that's actually an old space combat sim that I never actually played. But I mean, everyone seems to love it.
Why not?
I don't know, probably because of TIE Fighter or something. I don't know why I never played it.
Like, I saw a breakdown of Star Citizen and Elite Dangerous and No Man's Sky, and they kind of said the features that each of them have or don't have. Mm-hmm. Star Citizen also has a lot of, or it has a full first-person shooter mechanic, so you can get off in space stations or other people's ships and, like,
go kill people.
Basically walk around with a gun as well. Nice. So it's kind of mixing two genres there instead of always being on the ship. I guess No Man's Sky does that too, except for the whole shooting thing. Like, it's really unclear.
Well, it's like they have shooting in No Man's Sky in the ships, I know, because they've shown footage of that. But I think on the planets, it looks like it's just like walk around.
Walk.
Like, I don't, they haven't even given like a hint of a release
date. What do you do?
Like, but like a release date for that game. Like,
oh, yeah.
I, like, when they said it was Hello Games, I kind of like assumed it was $20, but you think it's going to be 60? Like a full release at this point?
Maybe. It's got enough, like, buzz around it.
Like, they talk about it more than like any other game they have, except we don't know anything about it.
Yeah. I right? don't think it'll be under 40. It'll be 40 and above.
Hmm. Cool. Like, I didn't think about that until recently. I'm like, this might be not $20.
Yeah.
I need to go read up on Star Citizen, because I get a lot of the press emails, but it's like I'll look at it for a second, and I'm like always at work or something, and I can't click on it, and then I forget to come back later and check it. I'd like to, you said there's a dogfighting video out?
Yeah, actually, like, I saw a video for it today that was just posted today, but I'm looking, it's not the first time they've shown dogfighting. This
right,
one I'm looking
at
is from April.
Yeah.
So,
I'll have to check it out, because yeah, it's a game that I think I just kind of assumed it's a game that I would want to get, so I just don't, like, I haven't followed it. Like, it sounds pretty great.
That's
so.
Like the big crowdfunding game, right? That's like the the insane with like the $10,000 ships and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That people are actually buying, because holy shit.
Yep.
They're buying them before the game's out?
Yeah.
Yep.
What if it sucks?
That doesn't matter. They got their ship.
No, okay.
It took 12 years to make.
Took longer to make the Great Wall of China.
Star Citizen.
It's fucking magical.
Nobody gets our jokes, because they aren't our jokes. We're just repeating what other funnier people have said.
Yeah.
So, have you guys been up to anything else?
You what?
Have you been up to anything else? Did I stutter?
Yeah, you did.
Fuck.
No, not really. It's mostly just being Elite Dangerous.
Dylan, what about you, baby?
Shit. I bought Besiege.
Wait.
I look forward to making some cow or sheep killing machines and that. It's kind of just like a sandbox, like create like death machines.
It's like Spore, but for killing machines.
Yeah. And then you use them to, like, either kill an army, breach a castle, or, I don't know, kill but some sheep.
Do you like, put that army there, or is it, like, a set?
It's a level.
Okay, so it's, stage. Like, a level, and then you build something for it?
Yeah.
How much. Complicated is it to build something?
I don't know, I haven't gotten into it, really.
Oh, okay.
I just bought it and installed it.
Because those gifts that you sent me and Javi, like, those look... I don't know. They look like they could be insanely difficult to make.
It's all right. I'm a couch engineer.
A couch-ineer, if you will.
Couch-ineer. Beyond
gonna make
that,
a bunk couch.
I played a little bit of Destiny, I guess. With
why
people? Why? Because people ask me to play.
Okay.
Dylan needs to level up his alt.
You guys are on alts now.
He's level 28.
I haven't played in a while. I get a lot of...
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He's got a lot of things
you've
on
made
his
it
plate.
Out.
Like
no,
Guild
I'll,
Wars.
I'll play when the expansion's out and whenever Rachel needs me to, but... Yeah, it's... Like, the bottom line is I have nothing left to do. Like, I get to... Like, I'm basically collecting Radiant Shards to level up my gear to get to 32. I'm at 31 right now. I need a couple more shards.
And then you know what you're going to do?
Literally then
the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking about it too much.
I mean, it's like it's still a fun first-person shooter experience. Like it's fun to play, and like you've played everything so many times that it's to a point where it's relaxing, you know, to just, oh, we gotta go do Omnigol. Okay, let's just hang out. Let's go do that and, you know, play it together.
We got some damn good jokes while playing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like playing solitaire with a bunch of friends. Like, you've all played solitaire a million times, but it's still fun to just play something with friends. I think that's kind of what's keeping Destiny alive.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what else you could play with your friends? Elite Dangerous.
Solitaire.
When Heists come out, we can play GTA 5.
Also, Solitaire is the worst example because that's something you only play by yourself. Goldfish. Goldfish.
That's what I'm looking forward to playing.
Oh, fuck that. I blame it on this. I'm hearing myself, so I get confused.
That's your out.
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want, and then you can just blame it on hearing yourself.
Yep. Goldfish.
GTA 5. I played a bit of that online. I'm excited for when the heists come out.
Have those come out on, like, old consoles yet?
No! I don't get
no.
it!
No!
No! Rockstar is the slowest fuckers in the world when it comes to that shit.
That game came out, like, almost 2 years ago.
Whatever.
Actually, no, more like, it's been a year and a half, so.
And I made a new Guild Wars character because Javi got it. And they let me get away with the name Dookie Storm. So. And then
Thank
I was
God
criticized of my choice of race. And I was like, what's wrong with a midget?
Nothing. Is midget a race?
Or
are you just a dwarf?
They're like little cat people, right? There's no dwarves.
It's called a midget?
No.
No.
Okay.
They're kind of feline-esque.
I'm trying to remember what they're called. I just call them the short race.
Cat person.
They're bald.
No one told me Guild Wars 2 was like $15. I would have got it.
Yeah.
You can still get it.
Not for $15.
Also, I'm so upset with Blizzard.
Because Dylan's still not into the Heart of the Storm or whatever.
And it's in my installation menu, but it's like, nope, I'm going to tease you by being there, but you can't install it unless you buy a fucking pack.
And I've had it unbeknownst to me since October 22nd.
Fuck you, Blizzard. I've bought every one of your games.
Oh, God, that's what you look like, Dylan?
Yeah, the little Asuras.
Those things are awesome.
They're like little cats.
They're better than the other races in
it's
that
like
stupid
goblin.
Game.
Yeah.
The other races are the dumbest. The humans all look like fucking Ken and Barbie dolls.
If you play a goddamn MMO as a human, you're the most boring.
Right.
Did you pick a human?
Right.
You're an Asura, okay.
Mine's awesome, though.
The big Viking characters are absolutely stupid looking. The plant people are stupid looking. I think the only acceptable race are the cat people or the short people.
Well, the cat people look like they are the short people.
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's an actual literal cat, like, people. Complete with, like, claws and tails and shit.
I don't remember what race I chose. I have a character in there, but...
Are you still paying for Wildstar, Ryan?
Yeah, you're still subscribed to Wildstar, so...
I sure am.
He's played 1 hour of that game.
I've played more than that.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, cops.
Way more than that.
Let's cheese it.
Double the cops, because now it's coming from both of y'all. But that's really all I've done. So that's right, I'm Dookie Storm.
Add me on Guild Wars. Yeah. We're just looking at pictures of these fucking little cat people.
So cool.
One of them was dressed up like Neo.
Of course.
So, like,
of course it was.
Does Guild Wars just have, like, World of Warcraft mission structure pretty much?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
It's kind
not.
Of difficult, like, or at least the first mission that I'm on, it's like, help this guy inspire his, this teacher inspire his students. And so I go there and he's just meditating on the top floor and it's super ambiguous. Like, I mean, there's little checks of like things you can do, like help this chemistry teacher or whatever. But like, it's still not like they have a marker there and you go to the marker and then you do the thing. Like, it's kind of unclear about what the hell the objective is. I can't speak to the rest of the game. That's just the first thing that I'm doing.
All I know is that it's really unclear what I'm supposed to do.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Cool.
See, I didn't like that game when it came out because fucking no one would... I would be like, hey, you playing? And they're like, no, we're doing this. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Rachel plays it. I don't know
she
how...
She would never accept a party invite. Ever.
Rachel's
not
a lone
once.
Wolf. Rachel and I ran in, or Rachel ran into somebody she was like she follows on Tumblr, like a big Tumblr like personality in Destiny.
Oh yeah. And oh
then,
yeah.
And then after like I played with her and him for a little bit and like it was fun and he added us to his friends list. And then he kept messaging Rachel to play, like asking if she wanted to play, so she just removed him. She will not be bothered.
She just doesn't want to play with him.
He's listening right now.
Oh, God.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Numbler.
Oh, man, you called him by name?
Yeah, we're on a Tumblr name
been
basis.
Zobblezorg from Tumblr.
We don't talk about Zobblezorg anymore.
Who the fuck are any of these people?
What are you talking about?
World famous Tumblrer. Zobblezorg.
Zobblezorg.
Is that a thing?
Zapazon?
No, Zobblezorg isn't a thing. Zapazon is a thing.
I don't fucking understand that site.
Tumblr is a beautiful mess of garbage. I love it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can't navigate it either. I don't know.
So what you been doing, Javi?
I've been playing a lot of the Mario RPGs. I was kind of inspired by, it was actually luck, or happenstance, but I bought Dream Team, Mario & Luigi Dream Team for my 3DS, and I was about to dive into it, and the two best friends on YouTube just started playing Super Mario RPG, which is one of my favorite games. And I was watching them play it, I'm like, God, this game is so good. All of these games are so good. And so I really got into Mario & Luigi Dream Team, and I've been playing through that. And then I had always heard that Bowser's Inside Story is really good. It got probably the best reviews out of the whole series. So, and I never got to play it, so I ordered it. So that came, and I got Superstar Saga on my Wii U. So I basically have a ton of RPGs to plow through right now.
300 hours later.
Mario-based RPGs.
They're so funny.
I have not played a single one.
They're really good, and they're really funny. So yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. I beat Bayonetta 1.
Yeah.
That game's good.
Have you beat it before, or is this the first time?
No, first time.
What'd you think of the ending?
It's fine.
Oh.
Like, what?
That's it? That's all you gotta say about it?
Yeah, I mean, that boss that you fight in that sphere was kind of obnoxious. The camera's always looking, like, up its legs.
When you're dodging the galaxies.
I guess?
Did you ride the motorcycle up the rocket ship?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
God, it's a video game, but it sounds like you're describing a fever dream.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, did you ride the motorcycle up the rocket ship? I always heard about how, like, insane and so hype the Bayonetta's ending was, and it definitely was, but I feel like I was so numb to that stuff throughout the game that like it didn't like I wasn't like, what is this? I was just like, yep, I've been doing this for 8 hours.
This is the exact progression I expected.
I was like, I hope I can figure out
to
when
throw
to dodge.
God into a sun.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe, like, if I play it again and really pay attention. Because, like, yeah, like, I really was numb to it. Like, I couldn't... Like, you asked me, did you play the final boss? I'm like, I must have had to. I beat it. But, like, other than being in that sphere and fighting this really tall thing, I couldn't tell you what happened.
I always want to call her Jambalaya, but I think it's Jubilees. Yeah. Dylan, do you remember the boss's name?
Yeah, it's Jubilees.
Okay. It's a Jambalaya.
She said, yeah, it's Jambalaya.
Then you, like, throw her into a sun.
Jambalaya.
That was cool.
I just remembered that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have to steer her past all the planets. Yeah.
The second one is better in every way.
The final boss of the... So the weird thing about the second one is that it's, like, cranked all the way up until the final boss. The final boss of the second one is, like, almost tame. It's kind of weird. It's good. It's really good, but it's like strange for a platinum game to not go insane during the final boss.
Yeah. No, I started Bayonetta 2, and it's a brisk pace. It's going
and it's got well. 50% less Joe Pesci.
And it's got 100% better haircut.
Oh my god, it looks so much better. Her hair in the first game's stupid. I always hated her hair in the first game, but hair in the second game's
great. Well, luckily with the Wii U version, I got to play through the entire first game with her dressed up as Samus. And then I swapped it into Princess Peach for the last two chapters. That is the best costume. Like, I don't know if you know, have you ever tried it?
No. I've seen it.
All the hair attacks that are supposed to be like a giant fist made of hair, they're Bowser's fists, and he screams. Or like Bowser's stupid fat foot will just come out of nowhere.
That's so beautiful.
Oh, it's great. And like when she picks up any of those halos, it makes Mario coin sounds. It's really cool.
Bayonetta's the best.
What about the Link one?
I didn't try the Link one, but from what I saw in videos, like, she picks up rupees. I don't know if there's anything different about the way her hair does her thing.
It's so cool that they made the costumes, like, act, like they're not really just cool reskins, and, like, they have, like, different, like, effects and...
Yeah, like, if you do where she shoots her guns, just the shooting button when you're dressed as Samus, it does the, like, straight out of the Super Nintendo, the sound effect of Samus's gun shooting.
It and even you can has like that. Charge it, can't you?
No, you can't. Oh, you charge can. It. Okay. I wish you could.
I thought I heard that.
No, but it has that like muffled Super Nintendo sound, like that. Choo! It's really cool.
I also really like that no one found out that Bayonetta was in Wonderful 101 until Bayonetta 2 came out, where Platinum told people, "Oh yeah, Bayonetta was in Wonderful 101." No one found it though.
Rachel told me that in Bayonetta 2, like, because I was sad that the Samus outfit, like, the mask and stuff, like, Samus's visor, it was a headband, so it was always above her face, but apparently in Bayonetta 2, it comes down and covers her face.
So you just want to pretend that it is a Metroid game?
Yes. Well, I mean, I literally tweeted a screenshot of my TV saying that this is a better storyline than Other M.
We don't talk about other
monologue.
Do you still have that PSP, Dylan?
I do.
Good.
I actually do.
Good. No one here has played through Wonderful 101, right?
Nope.
I tried. I think I'm gonna try again.
Did you bought that game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you I have it as well, but I got partway through and I was like, not my thing.
The learning curve is so steep. I just kept dying, and I didn't know how to not die. Like, it was frustrating.
I hate the controls. I absolutely hate them.
I think I just need to learn the game, and I think it's as simple as
that. It's different. Yeah. It's definitely different. Because, like, it's learning what is, like, the indicator to switch to this weapon. Like, what weapon will block that attack. It's not always what weapon will block that attack. That's usually just like the sword for a laser. But like, what is this enemy weak to? What is?
See, like, so is there a block button, or do you just turn into that jelly?
You can turn into that jelly, and then you can unlock. The problem with platinum games is like they have like different sets of blocking that you have to buy.
So,
like, Metal Gear Rising has a parry, but you have to buy it. It has a dodge, but you have to buy it. Or no, you don't have to buy the parry, but you have to buy the Dodge. And, like, I didn't use the Dodge until my second playthrough because I didn't know it existed. Hmm. And Hayden Weiss tweeted at me saying, like, yeah, there's a Dodge in that game. I was like, oh, I'm stupid. And I bought it, too. I just didn't...
I never used it.
Yeah, I just didn't, like, realize what the hell it said. So, like, Platinum does have, like, a problem of, like, explaining exactly, like... Especially, like, with the, like, defensive moves. Just, like, what it does. Except with Bayonetta, because Bayonetta is pretty simple of just, like...
Just dodge at the right time.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying. Like, I think that's why it works, is because it's so simple.
Bayonetta is like a character action game for people who don't necessarily... It's for people who don't necessarily like it, because it's not about, like, getting the perfect combo. It's more about dodging at the right time. So it's less about learning exactly what to do and just getting down.
I mean, it still has the rating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so that's still there for the people who do like character action games, but it's, like, easier for people who don't normally like it, I think.
So, like, across the board, the whole time I was playing Bayonetta, every time I'd get my rating, I was so bad at dodging. I would get a fucking, what, concrete or whatever?
Stone
on my dodge, and then my combo and my time would be platinum. So I would just get hit so much, but I would just... do the best
combo. So the problem with having a combo and a time meter is that the longer your combo is, the more time you spend doing it.
Yeah.
So it's not always the most efficient way.
I think I averaged, like, gold throughout the whole game.
I usually get, like, silver, gold, and, like, the occasional platinum.
Well, it's kind of cool, because...
really weird areas.
I played straight through Bayonetta 1 in a weekend, and then I popped Bayonetta 2 in literally after the credits finished in Bayonetta 1. And then, and in Bayonetta 1, I really didn't do very well, like, at least my ratings. Like, my ratings were all, like, stone, across the whole fucking game.
The first one was harder, I think.
Yeah, probably. Because I popped in Bayonetta 2 immediately after, and it was platinum, across the board. I mean, of course, it was the beginning of the game, so it would be easier, but I was like, yeah, I'm not terrible.
Wonderful 101's definitely harder than Bayonetta. I got a lot of consolation prizes, which is their equivalent of stone. It's just a little plastic, like, Wonder Red falls down and just goes, oh. So that's a good old platinum tangent. I haven't been playing any platinum games. I've been meaning to go through Wonderful 101 again because I love that game.
I need to go through Metal Gear Rising.
I like that one too. And I was really disappointed when what was originally thought of as a teaser for a sequel turned out to not be that at all.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Thank you, car. Man, that's loud.
Don't address it.
Yeah, just act like it didn't happen. So I have been... other than, like, stupid, boring League of Legends shit, I got Life is Strange, which I've been excited for. Oh, God. Javi just brought up a picture of a shirt with two of the dancing sharks from the Super Bowl halftime show. But we'll get into that later. So I started playing Life is Strange. Episode 1 came out on Friday last week, I think it was. And it's... like an easy comparison would be like similar to like a Telltale adventure game. But... It looks better than a Telltale game, mainly because most Telltale games borrow from like a similar art style, and Life is Strange just looks really cool. It's not like super detailed because it's kind of lower budget, and like the animations aren't great. I mean, they're better than Telltale's, but that's not exactly difficult. But the gimmick of that game is that you can rewind time. And that makes choosing, like making choices really interesting. So, like, whenever a Telltale game tells you, like, they'll remember that. Like Kenny will remember this.
Yeah.
Instead, it just shows, like, you have a conversation with your principal. Instead, an icon, after you have that conversation, will pop up. I think it's like a butterfly. And then you just hold right-click, at least on the PC, hold right-click, and it starts rewinding. And then you can stop, and there's like a little marker on a meter where like your last action took place. So you can rewind to the start of that conversation and then choose different options, or like choose different, like dialogue trees to see like what those choices would lead to, or at least like how they would react to it. So you can see, like, exactly, or not exactly, but you can get an idea of what the other, like, branch of the storyline would go to. And that's really interesting.
Does it kind of break the feeling of, like, whatever you do has an effect?
It always, like, tells you when something will have an effect, and, like, it even tells you for, like, things that you think are a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, signing a school petition for, like, security cameras. But I like that it gives you the chance
to... You have to play through the whole game again.
Yeah, because you can just, like, rewind a conversation, go through, like, skip all the dialogue that you have gone through, and then, like, just pick, like, that one other answer. But there is another, like, really, like, cute, dumb thing where, like, you first start experimenting with time, like, I guess, like, little spoilers, but just kind of, like, tease what the game is. It's just episode one. Whatever. Where you're in class, and your professor asks you a question, and you don't know the answer, but then the rich, snobby girl, Victoria Chase, as a call-out to Buffy Vampire Slayer, I think, at least. Like, she has the answer because she's, like, a know-it-all. And then you can rewind time and then answer it yourself, so then the professor thinks, like, better of you. And it was just like a, this is exactly what I would have done if I was, like, 18 in class with this power. I would have just fucked around and got everything right. And, like, you have a conversation with him after class, and then the, if you go through the conversation, like, the right way, you can rewind it and then, like, quote the saying the that teacher. The teacher says at the end of the conversation, and then, you know, he's like, you're all right. I'm like, yeah, I am all right.
I watched Rachel play through this, and when you don't quote everything, he's kind of a jerk, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, he thinks less of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you go to, like, this, the setting is this, like, rich, or not necessarily rich, but, like, highly thought of, well-regarded photography school. And there are some, like, asshole kids there. Like, there was one guy who I had to answer a trivia question correctly to look at his portfolio. And I was like, all right, fuck you, dude. Like, and then I just, like, I got the answer right. And then he was like, all right, you can look at my portfolio if you want. And I was like, no, fuck off. Mm-hmm. I just walked away. But the last thing I'll say really quick, it, like, is a interesting, like, story premise. I haven't beat the first episode yet, but it, like, it seems interesting. And then I don't know when episode two is slated to come out. But they have a really cool way of handling collectibles where it's kind of like Pokemon Snap-esque, where since you're at a photography school, you want to find things to take pictures of. So you go to your like scrapbook journal, and it'll have like a sketch of what you want to take a picture of. It'll be like, there's one of a broken skateboard, and then you go out into the like courtyard, and you see these skater boys, and you, you
say, "See you later, boy."
Exactly. Yeah. And then you like trick them into doing a trick, and then the guy like wipes out. I think like the board hits him in the balls or something, and he's like rolling on the floor in pain. And then you walk up to him, and the little option like pops up to say, "Take a picture." You just like lean down and snap a picture of this guy rolling on the ground in pain. And it's just like a cute little way of like hinting at collectibles, so you actually like know what to look for instead of just like scouring the environment. It's just like a little creative way. It's an interesting game. I'm curious where it'll go. I got all episodes. I just got the season pass outright because fuck it, I don't care.
Support something new.
Yeah, it is the Don't Nod guys who did Remember Me, so they. Like, the dialogue and how it's delivered can be a little weird. Like, there's a lot of internal monologues.
Yeah.
I don't know. Monologue makes it sound longer than it actually is. Just, like, little short, like, quippets of, like, what is happening around you.
Well, female perspective, Rachel said that it felt like it was pandering.
Of, like, explaining, a bit too much.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's kind of what I got of, like... It wants to make sure you know. Maybe a little too much.
Wait, it's like, sure, the hunter. You know
what? What, Dylan?
I wasn't paying attention, sorry.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
It's just Gabe talking.
Yeah, it's a cool game. You should check it out. It's only like $5 for episode one. So do it. Buy it.
Mm-hmm.
get it.
Mm-hmm. No. I won't.
Well, I know won't. Is it elite and dangerous?
I can neither guarantee that or deny that. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're just words. They're tough. I get it.
Yeah.
You can't even hear yourself.
I make videos. I don't write things. And other than that, I don't really think I'm doing it. I need to get to Lightning Returns still, which I want to play. Shut up.
Keep telling yourself that.
I need to get to it.
Keep telling yourself you want to play it.
It's apparently half as long as Final Fantasy 13, so.
Oh, so the tutorial is only 13 hours in.
No, the tutorial... Okay, all right. I'll accept that.
My neighbor Tutorio.
I hate you. All right, so there's just a little bit of new stuff. I don't even know if we'll go through like what we originally planned to. Whatever, we're doing okay on time. All right, first up in like what was really weird today was Sony Online Entertainment broke off from Sony. They were bought by, or not bought out, I don't think that's the correct term, but like an investor gave them money, I believe, and now they are independent and known as Daybreak Game Company. And they're not affiliated with Sony anymore. They said they can make things on PS4, Xbox One, and anything else, like mobile, anything. So I don't know what this means for like EverQuest. I don't think any of us play EverQuest.
Yeah, no, but the new one looks great.
Like, I think I loaded up like EverQuest on my laptop before I even like knew how PC gaming worked in the slightest. So I was like, why does this run it like a slideshow? Because I wanted it to look really good, so I turned everything all the way up.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, you know, it didn't tell me it would run like garbage. It just told me it would look really good.
What quality would you like this game?
Yeah, you know, none of the repercussions, just all the rewards. And then in what actually had like a bit of backlash, the Nintendo creators program rolled out, because Nintendo has their bad history of like just not letting YouTubers use their games and monetize that footage, because I don't know, they want a piece of that pie. So they rolled out the Nintendo Creators Program, which lets you put games, get their game footage on YouTube.
So do you have to go sign up for it, or what? Like, how does that work?
You gotta sign up for it, and they get to take a cut of it.
Well, they take a few days to vet your video in the first place, and if you're, which also means like if your video is just you tearing a Nintendo game to shreds, they're probably not gonna like it. But even so, like they take. You know, Boogie2988 made a great video explaining how this, like, really hurts a developer, not a developer, a content creator. Because he's like, all right, we can't get into specifics because YouTube really hates that. So here's a $1 bill, and as things are, you created video and you get ad revenue. And already this $1 bill is split into, I think he said, 60-40. And the creator gets 60% of that $1. YouTube gets 40. But what Nintendo is doing is they're taking that 60% and giving you... Are they doing 50-50?
I haven't actually looked at it. I just laughed at it and said, well, that's bullshit, and kept going.
Well, I mean, you're already getting a fraction of a dollar of what you earn, or what was pulled in from the ad revenue. You're already getting a fraction. And then it's getting cut in half again. And on top of that, it has to be vetted by Nintendo, so you don't even know if the video you worked on is gonna make any money, or just be disapproved at all and get taken down completely because of Nintendo.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really a shitty deal. And
it's gonna just, if that's the case, and you're not sure it's gonna get up there, I think it would just, it's gonna hurt Nintendo, because then people aren't even gonna want to cover your shit. Like, they're just gonna be like, you know what? Fuck this.
Well, it's like the way it is now. Like, people can't do it in the first place. Right. Unless, I mean, on YouTube at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo. I mean, this is an improvement in the sense that as of right now, if Nintendo catches you monetizing one of their videos, you get nothing, and Nintendo gets that whole 60%. But then, so this thing lets you get a little bit, but it's still not great.
Yeah.
It's not something to celebrate.
Yeah.
I mean, what was Angry Joe made a video because his fans donated enough money for him to get a Wii U because he didn't have enough money for a Wii U. And he's like, oh, yeah, I can't make any Nintendo content. They bought him a Wii U, they bought him Smash Brothers and Mario Kart, and he was so fucking excited. And he put him in, he recorded all this footage of him playing Mario Kart and having a great time. He was about to, like, cut it together and make an amazing, like, montage of how much fun he's having with these games. Like, and he made a YouTube video of this, and the second he goes to, like, upload his video, he realizes that it's all matched content with Nintendo and is not allowed to be monetized at all.
Jeez.
And he's like, wow. You know, like, what a waste. Yeah.
So yeah, Nintendo's being stupid, which, you know, I mean, they're at least making an effort to let people do this, or, like, make some sort of money off of, you know, their content, but, like...
Like, Sega has, like, outright just taken down videos that...
Sega's in the shitter right now. I guess that was another thing I could have put on this, if Sega closed down its big studio in San Francisco.
I didn't know that.
It was, like, they laid off, like, 300 people, I think.
Jesus.
So, like, yeah, Sega ain't doing too well, and we got a question about that from Prototypes. We'll get into that later. Yeah, like, it's pretty much at this point, if you want to make something on a Nintendo, like, a new Nintendo product, pretty much just go elsewhere other than YouTube. Just use Vimeo or something. So.
What's happening?
Skype turned our mic up.
Like, really loud.
Yeah.
So we're probably cracking the speakers.
It's okay. I'll fix it in post.
Because we edit this. Somebody edits this.
Gabe does.
All right. Next up, before our mic fucking jacks it up to 11 again. This was like out of fucking nowhere. Ouya got a $10 million investment from Alibaba.
Is that a guy?
It's a Chinese company, isn't it?
I don't know.
Who the fuck still uses an Ouya?
Boy, that's exactly.
I thought all the Ouyas were wiped out.
That's why this
people
is
just
so...
trying to flush them down their toilet.
This is so stupid. Who fucking invests $10 million in this stupid little paperweight?
Remember how unrealistic people were with that console? Like, what kind of games would you like to see on the Ouya? Oh, I'd love to see Skyrim.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
So, it's this little article that I just put up says Alibaba is planning to integrate the Ouya operating system and it's a 1,000 game strong lineup into their own set tops. The Ouya has 1,000 games on it?
Dude, people are pumping games for it.
It's open source, right? So, remember...
So this is pretty much like pre-Nintendo Seal of Quality stuff, then.
It's the iOS market, which that even has some quality control, although not much. But, like, think about... remember the Xbox Marketplace when they had, like, I made a game with zombies in it and all that shit.
Fucking
like,
indie
that's
market.
What the Ouya invites. It just is. Anything you want to create and publish on.
Just
it,
with the worst controller that's ever been created.
Think the Steam Greenlight thing, except everything is approved.
Everything's greenlit, yeah.
You get a game and you get a game.
So which means you get 50 Slender remakes, 20 DayZ lookalikes.
It all gets compressed.
All in fascinatingly, like, awful.
Yeah, but like...
It just looks like shit!
Like, the Ouya was, like, doing nothing, and then, like, $10 million?
Well, $10 million is not a lot. Like, it's something...
That's more than the Ouya raised for Kickstarter.
Right, but...
Sure, shit's more than Ouya worth.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna save Ouya, is what I'm saying. Like, if... Well, so they said that they're going to basically build Ouya consoles into their own products.
Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of like a...
It's basically just become like a market.
place. Yeah, unofficial licensing the Ouya to be able to implement it into their consoles. Or into whatever they're selling.
Yeah. I just...
it's a sign of good faith.
Jesus Christ. Like, I didn't really get the hype behind the Ouya in the first place.
Well, okay, think about it as you're in another country that maybe you're trying to sell a cheaper like DVD player or Blu-ray player to a part of the market that can't afford a PS4 or an Xbox One or a Wii U. So you want people to buy a home console, but you're not going to create a console from scratch, right? So here's this Ouya who's a cheap alternative, and you could say on the box, hey, this is a game console. Look at all these amazing thousands of games, you know. This makes sense in that context, right? Yeah. You're trying to sell a device that does that, and so you just buy that.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it from my perspective, which is a little different, yeah. Very, very close-minded.
You have all the consoles.
Yeah.
I have all the consoles, including an Ouya, and it is not. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes, let's lament on the fact that Ryan, like a dipshit, pre-ordered.
It wasn't that expensive.
You know what? I don't like bullying people who, you know, took a chance and donated, like, on a Kickstarter thing that they believed in.
Took a chance, made a change, and he hold on.
Yeah.
The thing people donated to this thing believing full well, like... People donated to this thing believing...
I spread my wings and I learned how to fly. Oh, take a chance, make a change. Okay. That was Ryan.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yes.
You're Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I like that, but cool, I guess.
Dylan, what were you saying?
Is it safe?
I think yes. So.
This is a safe place.
Take a chance.
People donated to this thing under some insane impression that they'd be getting like AAA games on that.
Well, they're stupid.
I know.
Yeah, I did not donate under that.
I realize that. You were... I mean, I'm sure the majority of people at least had a thought that, hey... It's not going to be that powerful.
Yeah.
Well, anybody that is a logical thinker, like, I could get behind the idea of an Ouya in the sense that it drops all barriers that stop content creators from getting their stuff in front of people. So, like, if I wanted to make my own game, I would, if I wanted to have a chance of making any money, like, I would have to, like, hopefully make a successful greenlight campaign for Steam. But, like, with the Ouya, since it's open source, I can definitely get my game on there, no matter what. And then it's just a matter of telling people it exists.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
And I'm sure there's some good stuff on there.
Oh, of course. There's tons of,
that's
like...
That's where Towerfall started.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that was my biggest problem, was that everything that was good was all couch co-op, and I don't live with anybody, so it was like, well, all the good stuff is multiplayer that didn't have online, so...
Well, Ratchet, I hope you know how to use a controller. Yeah.
The dog is not very good at Towerfall. So, yeah, that was kind of what put it in the closet for me. It was like, well, shit, everything good is... I need more people. And so, I don't play it. I didn't even get to try those really good games that everyone was talking about.
And I mean, it has... Like, if you have a really good game that's available on your Android device, more likely than not, it's also available on the Ouya. So it's basically a mobile phone emulator.
Flappy Bird! All day! On the Ouya!
And all of the Flappy Bird clones.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so we can get into questions now. Eh?
Sure.
So, first up, Corey Milne, you said his old IGN guy. Old
yeah,
IGN
he's
blogger.
An old blogger. What Irish bassist.
Irish yep. bassist. So
he's Irish.
He's, oh. And his name's Corey.
Yeah.
So he asked, pretty sure I'll end up buying a 3DS, my first Nintendo console in years! Any game recommendations?
Oh, man.
Mario Golf.
I never played Mario Golf, but it's everybody
really
else...
Mario Golf's really good.
Fire Emblem.
Yeah, the Fire new Emblem's Zelda. Really good.
I still need Zelda's to play that good. New Zelda. It's really good. Everybody fucking loves it.
Dude, yeah, Link Between Worlds, excellent. Majora's Mask comes out soon. Get that.
Yeah, since he says he's getting it pretty soon, I guess it's probably the new 3DS.
Ooh, nice.
It might be. Now of all times.
There was that new Mario RPG type one. What was it called? I can't remember.
It came out. Mario and Luigi Dream Team.
It didn't come out that Sticker long Star. Ago.
Sticker Star. Oh, no. Sticker Star, I heard Paper was Mario. Terrible.
Yeah, don't get that. But yeah, Majora's Mask comes out, two weeks? On February 13th. That's when Codename Steam comes out too, isn't it? That weird.
Yeah, that game looks cool.
That game looks super weird. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I'm telling you, Fire Emblem, man.
Fire Emblem's good.
Fire Emblem's fantastic.
I really like Zelda. I think that's the best game on there.
And you like Persona Q a lot, Dylan, right?
It's okay. Yeah, it's good if you're into Persona Dungeon Crawlers. 4,
or not Persona, sorry. It's Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Overclock.
No, not Overclock. That's Devil Survivor.
Oh, excuse me.
That's Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor Overclocked. But there's the second one that's coming out. But don't get either of those. They're really bad. Get Shin Megami Tensei 4. That was Pat's Game of the Year in 2014.
I have that game, actually.
I have it, too. I haven't started it because I've been surviving the devil overclocked.
It's pretty hard, but fun.
Sweet.
I know that when Javi thinks of a game description, that's what he wants to hear. It's hard but fun.
What? Okay, what was the original game?
That was that
game?
Little Big Planet. Little Big,
oh, that's right. Okay, so
Little Big Planet,
when Little Big Planet that? 1 came out,
okay.
Me and Dylan were going through all the user-created levels, and there was a level called Hard But Fun, and it was really hard. And Dylan got
it was bad. It was fucking bad.
I was like, but it's fun, though.
It's supposed to be hard.
It's hard but fun.
It says it right there in the title.
Yeah. You big dummy.
It was hard because it was poorly designed.
Anyways, that joke has survived since Little Big Planet 1, which is years ago.
Every time we say something remotely funny, that joke will survive.
Those jokes survive a long time.
Much longer than they should.
Uh-huh.
If they even should have survived in the first place.
We keep that shit.
Fuck, I hated that level so fucking much.
I need to play this now.
Yeah, we have to search for it.
And that became the joke was he would try and find levels that were similar in difficulty, but pretty...
But pretty fun.
Fun. It's not supposed to be easy.
God damn it.
That joke's even, like, invaded our fucking, while playing Destiny.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be easy.
Well, that's what Bungie says. That's the Bungie joke.
they heard us joking.
They knew about hard but fun.
Yeah.
All right, Prototype asks, what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? Halftime show.
Halftime show. Yeah,
Sharks at the halftime show.
That ending.
The ending was insane. Yeah. Also, filming Rachel's dad was pretty fun.
What?
I got to draw Psychonauts.
Yeah, so it was like we were in Rachel's parents' home and like in their living room, and like everyone else is on the couch, and we're behind the couch, Javi, Rachel, and I, and we're all like sitting on stools. Javi's drawing his Psychonauts drawing. Rachel's like going on and off Twitter, and I'm just like every now and then filming Rachel's dad reacting to what's happening in the game and then sending that over to my parents. Because that's what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And then the halftime show came on. Good God. And well, like I think halfway through the halftime show when the California Girls or Teenage Dream, whatever it was that came on, and the beach set comes out and the beach balls with the faces and the mouths and the trees with the mouths and the surfboards with the faces and the sharks. And I'm in a room.
They start singing.
And I'm in a room full of, I don't know, like four or five people I have not met in my life. And I start, like, I lose control. Like, I can't stop laughing. I'm, like, leaning back in my stool, sweating, and, like, squealing. And no one else is reacting to this as hard as I am. I think Javi and Rachel are laughing.
Yeah, it was a huge, like, separation from generations. Like, me, Rachel, and Gabe all thought that was funny immediately. And Gabe thought it was very funny. But I'm, like, looking at all the other adults in the room, and they look confused. Like, what's funny?
I mean, what as they that? Should. It's an anthropomorphic shark dancing and singing with Katy Perry.
Well, what about the giant lion thing she wrote out on?
That was actually pretty cool.
Man, I was like, oh god, is it Aslan?
That was cool.
Yeah.
And then I saw the puppeteers, and I was like, oh, I thought it was like a fucking Transformer.
Mm. If only.
It was more impressive than Transformers, I can tell you that.
That's true. Well, can we all just agree that Lenny Kravitz stole the show?
In those 3 seconds he was out there.
When he admitted to kissing a girl and liking it.
Uh-huh. Worthy of second billing.
I was pretty hyped when Missy Elliott came up.
That was cool and confusing.
Because no one's heard anything about Missy Elliott. Like,
yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And she,
I thought she was dead.
And she,
that's
like,
actually what the guy I was watching the game with said. He's like, I'll be honest with you, I thought she was dead.
And like, she like tweeted after the show, like, there were people like tweeting at her saying like, oh, you're gonna be huge. Like, they thought she was like an up and coming star. And she's like, I've been at this for like 20 years. She just hasn't like done anything too public, I guess.
It's kind of cool that the NFL was like, yeah, why not? You'd think they'd be like, well, I guess they pay to be on there, but,
yeah.
But you'd think they'd be like, who the fuck remembers Missy Elliott? And they'd be right.
Well, they're rocking off that salt and pepper commercial fame. They're like, maybe who can we dig up?
Yeah.
NFL halftime show the last few years has done a really good job of bringing back has-beens.
Well, last year was just Bruno Mars, and it was like super tame and just like a regular concert.
Wasn't there also like, I don't know, who came on the stage last
year? Not Hoobastank. I would have remembered that if it was
Hoobastank. Wasn't it Aerosmith or some shit?
I don't know. I didn't watch last year.
Last year, I only remember Bruno Mars from last year. And I remember everyone was like, wow, that was pretty good. But like, to go from, and it was just like standard like concert, it was just like fun. But to go from that to this, of I'm going to walk in on a giant puppet lion.
And then leave on a shooting star.
Yeah. Some stage he's still flying on that star to this day. But yeah, as you can tell, I really liked the halftime show. Especially the Sharks.
I'm looking up list of halftime shows. By the way, who asked this question? Heidenweiss?
Prototype.
Okay. I was like, Heidenweiss doesn't like
it. Yeah, Heidenweiss don't care about football. Who the fuck you think you are, Dylan?
Well, he likes robot football.
Yeah. Robot football, out now, where chapters 1 through 6, out now.
Ooh, woo.
Still have to read it. I'm sorry. It didn't open at work. I tried.
Yeah, we don't have Office 365. I'm sorry.
All right.
Oh.
2011, it was the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, that was legendary.
But they brought Slash.
Ew.
Let's see.
I was thinking of the Ninja Turtles villain.
2012.
They brought Slash.
I get it. 2012 was LMFAO.
Really?
Nicki Minaj and a bunch of people. But they brought Madonna back.
Oh, yeah, so like Madonna was the headliner.
Or Madonna was the headliner?
Because I remember a Madonna halftime show. I don't remember an LMFAO halftime show.
Okay, sorry. Okay, then. Whatever. Regardless, mm-hmm. 2013, Beyonce brought back the other lesser-known members of Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's cool.
And last year was Bruno Mars with a visit from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers now.
Stupid Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But, Dylan, how many of those had dancing sharks that sang along to the songs?
That's a good question, Dave.
And I was, like, thinking about it. Like, how do they open the mouth?
Their hand.
Well, they are using both their hands dancing.
At the same time?
So I can only imagine that they're, like, headbutting the suit to open this mouth.
We'd have to inspect the footage. They could slide their hand out of the sleeve to do
their, this. Their arms are moving too frequently. Unless they have, like, giant, like, popsicle sticks in there and they're, like, working those.
Yeah, like, it's like a puppet that's worked inside.
We're thinking far too much about this.
Or they have a contraption where the mouth for the puppet is attached to, like, a mouth clamp on their actual mouth.
On their face.
This isn't Saw.
And they just...
Yeah,
and if they don't sing in sync, then their head rips open.
Then you become a shark. Yeah. Just like that one movie with the walrus.
Jossum.
Prototype asks, what is the future of Sega and, in extension, the future of Atlas and Persona? I don't know. Sega doesn't make good video games. That's the end of that.
They publish okay ones. Bayonetta.
Like, yeah, like they own Atlas. Like they bought Atlas, I think, two years ago. I think so. But, like, it was very clear during that deal that they were like, we're not touching them. We're just buying them to, like, get their money.
Didn't they publish that game that you liked, Javi, with the... I can't remember the name of it. Like
Sonic Adventure 2?
No, it was the guy, like, in the white robot suit. And
Vanquish? Yeah, I think they might have published Vanquish.
They published the Platinum games.
Yeah.
But they didn't make those. Like,
right.
Like, Square Enix publishes good games, but they struggle to make a good one.
It's true.
Squeenix.
And, like, Sega's just... All the games they're, like, known for aren't good. Sonic sucks.
Altered Beast.
Shenmue's garbage. Shenmue's fucking awful.
You can buy a soda at the soda machine. Like, come on, Gabe.
It's a goddamn forklift simulator. And people think that game is fucking brilliant. I don't get it.
I think it... I don't know. I can't speak for too much because I haven't actually played it. I've watched a lot of it. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. But
I played it. It
did do a lot of things for the first time, right?
Like QuickTime events.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I played it. It did, I don't know, like the way the story was told was kind of neat. But yeah, it wasn't all that fun to play. I never finished it because I just got bored with it, but...
Yeah,
I was that, and I had Crazy Taxi and Ready to Rumble Boxing sitting right there next to it. So why the hell would I play Shenmue when I had those?
Yeah.
It was a David Cage game before David Cage was here.
Took 12 years to make.
What if David
Shenmue?
What if David Cage made a Boyhood, like a Boyhood Heavy Rain?
No.
I'm okay with that because by the time it comes out, I might be dead.
So, yeah.
It took 84 years to make.
Shenmue.
All right. Rachel asked, best anime.
Why? Why did she ask that?
Ryan needs to answer.
Yeah, Ryan, you first.
Fully Cooley.
I like this guy.
That's the best
anime. He's a good guy. You know, we should keep him.
No, Ryan said the one thing that he knew.
No.
Because of all the times that me and Gabe have said 99% of anime is shit. You gotta watch good stuff like Fooly
Cooly.
No,
Ryan learns from the good. He learns from
smart people. I've never seen it.
It doesn't matter. I've shown you GIFs. You like
it. I'm sure it's good.
Best.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty much like Fooly Cooly. You know, Jesse Evangelion. Like Cowboy Bebop. Everything else can go fuck itself. Like everything else on my shelf. That's not those three things. All other, what, like 20 things on my shelf.
Neon Genesis.
Best Marvel Chris. So I'm pretty sure it's just like Chris Pratt or Chris Evans. I kind of go back and forth on this. I'm a big Chris Evans guy.
Really? I
really like Chris Evans.
Why is that?
He's just like, seems like a good dude, you know?
Because of his standout role as Johnny Storm.
He's an awesome Johnny Storm. You couldn't ask for a better Johnny Storm.
Like, I like...
Whoa,
I like...
don't let anybody hear you, man, with the new Fantastic Four coming out.
That guy's good, too. We'll see.
What has he been in, the new Johnny Storm? I don't even know what the actor's name is.
He's only in Chronicle, but he was
really
good.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. But yeah, I like Chronicle. Shouldn't have been found footage, but whatever. Like, Chris Evans was, like, really good in Snowpiercer.
Yep.
Like, Snowpiercer was freaking great. It's not Marvel, so I don't know.
Not another teen movie. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
Once so Chris Pratt. Yes, like, I have to give it to Chris Evans on volume alone.
I gotta agree with Gabe.
I like that Chris Evans, and this could be interpreted two ways. He's also kind of like, he comes off as really, really serious, but I kind of respect it. But like, I like that he is vocal about his passions, and he wants to be a filmmaker more than an actor. And yep. So, like, as soon as his Marvel contract's over, he said he's stepping away from acting, and he's just going to make his own films. And he had just finished his directorial debut last year, I think.
What was that? Is it out yet? Or no?
It is. I think it was like an indie film.
That just came out. I'll check IMDb after we're done recording.
Yeah, so
he was pretty good. Cool. Sunshine, by the way.
Yeah, like Sunshine's great.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, when he was cast as Captain America, I remember with like Walter Lopez on the podcast. He's a huge Cap fan, and he was like, "I don't know about that guy." And I'm like, "Dude, he's awesome. Like, you can tell he could do that." And here he is.
I've got to tell you something after the podcast.
Okay.
And then how many
did we all just agree Chris Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah,
I didn't
I didn't answer.
Well, your answer is gonna be like Mex.
I think Mex really stole the Marvel universe.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I hear everything you guys are saying, but I guess I'd have to agree. But it's close. It's real close.
Sure.
Not even.
I'd say it's close. It took 12 years to come to that opinion.
Well, Dylan has never seen Parks and Rec, so of course.
Yeah, I know. That's my.
Parks and Rec is like. But the thing is, like, now Pratt isn't like the Pratt that I fell in love with.
Oh, he's changed.
Yeah, he's all muscular now and he's not chubby anymore.
So, you know what's funny? I tried to get into Parks and Rec because all you guys loved it so much. This was two years ago. I watched the first two seasons and I was like, and I marathoned both of them one shot. And I was like, I'm done with this. Like, I was not into it. It was okay. It wasn't bad. But Chris Pratt in particular, I hated that motherfucking character. He was such a piece of shit, and there was no redeeming qualities. At least in the first two seasons.
Yeah, he gets better later.
Sweet.
Yeah,
but, yo, I know.
And now he's the best.
Yeah. He's so stupid. I've seen a million Tumblr gifs and little quotes. Like, he's very funny now, definitely. But I remember, like, in that vacuum of seasons 1 and 2, with what I know about the character and just who he was, what a piece of shit person. Yeah. I hated him.
Yeah,
it's just funny that now he's like
the most lovable
characters.
Oaf.
Yeah,
like I tell people, just a lot of people say start at like season 2.
Yeah,
I just say season 3 because fuck Mark Brandanowitz, fuck everything about Mark Brandanowitz.
I don't understand everyone's love for Parks and Rec and Community. I don't.
Well,
Parks and Rec is better than Community, so don't.
Did you like any of The Office?
No.
Well, Parks and Rec is better than The Office, too.
Well, see.
I hate everything.
Dylan just doesn't like anything funny. I hate laughing.
I think Dylan doesn't like things that people really enjoy to the point where they share how much they enjoy it online. He's angry that he sees so much of it.
I have a little bit of that. That's why I haven't watched Game of Thrones or... Walking Dead.
Walking Dead is not.
Walking Dead's shit.
But people
shit.
Fucking love it.
Yeah, because they're stupid and they're the lowest common denominator.
Sons of Anarchy. I think that one probably is worse. That one's probably worse.
That one's got Ron Perlman at least, but still.
Yeah, I don't care. I saw like a couple episodes of that. I was like, what the fuck is that? And like True Blood? Like, oh, fuck.
Oh my god, True Blood's terrible.
Oh, don't do that, bro.
So bad. I've seen like an episode of each of those. I was like, nope. Never watching this again.
So, I had that same attitude about Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
God, I can't stop hearing about these shows. Fuck off. I don't want to see these shows.
Yeah.
But deep down, you know they're good. That's why everybody's freaking out about them. It's just that you don't feel like
I don't feel like
investing.
Doing it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I got better things to do with my time.
And then, like, I was always sure that Game of Thrones was going to be really good. I just didn't feel like watching it for the longest time. And right. then finally we sat down and watched it. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Breaking Bad is super good.
You've seen the last episode.
I saw the last episode. In a theater.
Yep.
I watched the last episode of Lost. That was the only episode I ever saw.
Lost is like Lost, like looking back on it, isn't very good, but like it's the act of watching it that's fun.
Remember how cool Heroes was?
No.
I don't.
I really don't.
I'm not a TV person.
Yeah, I'm not big on TV.
I don't know. I think 24 killed off any,
God damn it.
Love of TV I ever had.
24 is like that was one of the first shows I remember like watching a lot of and then realizing this is terrible.
24 Tuesday nights or Monday nights, whatever, I'd be over at Javi's watching it.
Rewatching it like I did, like there's like seasons 1 through 3 and 4, actually 1 through 4. 4 is probably the best season. 4 is the best season. Well, no, 5. 5 is the best season, my bad.
5.
Okay. But 1 through 4 are so close to being excellent. But there's so much.
It drags shit. On with the internal drama.
It drags on with fake crap with his daughter or his wife. And just other stuff like that. Like, somebody brought a baby into CTU.
Like, oh my god, that baby's a bum. Yeah.
Whose baby is
You're
this?
Gonna have to trust that me.
That was the whole thing with that god. Show was, they're like, alright, what would we pack into 24 hours? Oh, fuck.
Baby bumps.
We gotta, like, come baby up with bumps. Internal drama.
Yeah, it makes me angry because I want to have, like, a super cut. You could literally just delete those scenes, remove it from the season, and the season's
and
good,
add,
really good.
It would take away nothing.
But it's not 24 hours.
It would add yeah. more than it took away.
Yeah. But other seasons are just 100% garbage, so 24 sucks.
This was a question about which is a better Marvel Chris, by the way.
What? Oh, yeah. Chris Evans, everybody agrees.
All right. In a surprising, I think this is actually surprising, the answer to this. So, how many shitty braggart football jokes at Seattle's expense is Ryan going to make tonight? I kept track and it was actually none.
What do you mean?
Zero.
I'm not a Boston fan.
I had a very, very, like, see,
Dylan
I'm not a
dislikes.
Boston fan. Either, but the amount of shooting fruit I've felt today.
Shooting fruit. Is that a new flavor of lifesavers?
It's it goes with the Orville Redenbachers. Hi.
Shooty fruit.
Okay. Well,
I've enjoyed today just to see how upset everyone is.
Danny asks, best beer. I have no answer to this. I really don't know.
Best,
I like
yeah,
beer.
I like a lot of beer. Like, I don't know if I could pick one that's the best.
Ryan's beer was pretty all right.
Yeah, people liked it. people thought it was
I think my favorite one to drink would be the Dead Guy Ale.
Wood beer again.
That's my favorite one. That's my, I think, the one I enjoy buying the most.
Dead Guy
Ale.
I guess yeah. I could go with my current favorite, which was probably, like, with the winter stuff, the Mother and Lager from Carbach Brewery.
Good name.
It's a black lager, but that I guess that would be my current favorite for this time of year. But yeah, I like all kinds of stuff.
And then that may have been our last question because all the notifications from this point on are Javi linking pictures of Samuel L. Jackson as Naruto and people reacting to it. So that's
believe
all. That's all our questions. yeah, that's all our questions. All right.
good timing. I just docked recently, so we're good. The Elite Dangerous cast over here.
So Ryan, do your thing.
So, you can find us at gameovernation.com. If you want to Find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/GameOverNation. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And you can find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. That's where you can leave us questions there, and Facebook, pretty much. There's an email, but we don't use it. So don't do that.
Has anyone checked the email recently? People?
Oh, I haven't looked. I'm sure we have a couple. Probably a bunch of spam, too.
There's probably a ton of spam in there.
It'll be fun.
There's probably a ton of spam in there. So yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for episode 160.
160.
160 of Game Over Nation. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.